His plane touched down at a British Air Force base near London, and shortly afterward, Binyam Mohammed walked down the steps, across the tarmac, and into a terminal building for an interview with police and immigration officials. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband welcomed Mohammed's return.
His release and return from Guantanamo Bay is the result of a number of years of very hard work by officials and with him and with his team.
Mohammed was born in Ethiopia and came to Britain with his family in 1994. They were granted asylum and given temporary residency. Mohammed later converted to Islam and says he headed to Pakistan and Afghanistan to experience Islamic society and to get away from a bad circle of friends back in Britain. Mohammed was arrested in Pakistan in April of 2002. His lawyers claim he was held for nearly 4 months and tortured. They say Mohammed was then sent on a secret CIA flight to Morocco, where he faced further torture and abuse, and where he says he made a false confession because of it. Morocco denies it ever held Mohammed, and the United States says he was not the subject of a special rendition flight. Mohammed's lawyers say he was transferred to a U.S. military site in Afghanistan and then to Guantanamo in 2004. Mohammed was charged with conspiring with al-Qaeda members to commit terrorism and stood accused of involvement in a dirty bomb plot against U.S. targets. He was never tried, and U.S. authorities dropped all charges. Binyam Mohammed is the first Guantanamo detainee to be released since President Barack Obama took office. In London, Foreign Secretary David Miliband welcomed the move.
We very much welcome President Obama's commitment to close Guantanamo Bay, and I see today's return of Binyam Mohammed as the first step towards that shared goal.
Mohammed has implicated British intelligence in his torture. Recently, two high court judges were persuaded not to release details of his torture allegations for fear that might hinder intelligence sharing with the United States. Kate Allen of Amnesty International says there must be a full inquiry.
It is absolutely essential now that there be an independent inquiry into the role of the UK in secret detention and rendition and the travesty of justice that has taken place at Guantanamo in terms of Binyam Mohammed.
After his arrival back in Britain, Mohammed was detained under British anti-terrorism laws, but he's not been arrested. His residency permit expired while he was in Guantanamo, and the Foreign Office has said he'll now be subject to immigration restrictions, as would any foreign resident. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.